Pigs got off to a rough start in this one, shooting themselves in the foot early on. Paw Sox score first in the top of the second inning. An error by Darnell Sweeney at third allows Christian Vasquez to come around and score. 1-0 Pawtucket through two innings. And in the top of the third inning, a very familiar matchup, David Buchanan versus Chris Marrero.
Been one of those constants for Lehigh Valley this year. He's pitched well over his last six starts, and he will deal. And the pitch is swung on and slugged out to deep left field. Ruff racing back, still going back, looking up, and this ball's gone. Into the pig pen for Marrero, who has done it again against Lehigh Valley, his fifth home run in 11 games against the Pigs.
Chris Marrero coming into tonight, batting .423 versus Lehigh Valley this year. But it didn't take long for the Pigs to respond.
Here's the 2-1, and the pitch swung on, looped into shallow left field, and it falls for a base hit. This will get the Pigs on the board. Now the throw is going to third, and it's late. It's a 2-1 game on Ruff's RBI single. Valentin scores, still two outs for Cody Ashe on RBI 51 for Darren Ruff as Burris moves to third.
However, once again, Lehigh Valley does itself in. In the bottom of the third, the rally gets spoiled right there when Emmanuel Burris gets picked off at third base by the catcher. That gives all the momentum right back to the Paw Sox. Pawtucket scores one in the fourth to make it 3-1. Ruzne Castillo, the RBI single. And then in the top of the seventh inning,
infield is in, and the 1-1 swung on and driven into left field for a base hit. It'll get all the way into the corner and score a run. Pawtucket has taken a 4-1 lead. Young is sliding into second safely with a one-out double. And Pawtucket has their largest lead tonight. It's now 4-1 in the seventh inning and still only one out.
And besides widening the margin, all that did was just put runners on base for the most wanted man in Lehigh Valley.
Well, we know what Marrero can do. He picked up his 60th RBI earlier on the solo home run. They're on the corners, only one out. Buchanan could use the ground ball. And the pitch swung on and looped into right for another base hit. It's now 5-1 Pawtucket. Marrero continues to hurt Lehigh Valley.
Final pitch there by Buchanan this evening. He didn't pitch all that poorly, but once again, gets no help from the Pigs' offense.
And now the 3-1, swung on a ground ball, chopped at the second, could be a game-ending double play. Miller flags it, shovels to second for one on the first. It's a double play, and the Paw Sox have come down and taken game one of the series by the final of 5-1. And another well-pitched game against the Pigs, who have not hit very well so far here in the month of August, and they fall for the third time in four tries on this six-game homestand.
Pawtucket, one of the few teams in the IL that's had Lehigh Valley's number this year. Season series, 8-4 in favor of the Paw Sox.